Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Morning News for September 10th. Around 70 people, most of them veterans, turned out yesterday at WIFO Memorial Cemetery for a funeral of a local veteran who served in Vietnam. Corby Ward was a native of Sydney. See this story online for more. Testimony is continuing in the first-degree murder trial of Prentice McDuffie. McDuffie and two other men shot and killed three members of a Pleasant Plains area family during a robbery in 2019. Darius Washington has already been convicted in the murders. Look for more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Sierra Gorda woman was arrested Sunday after allegedly putting her child out beside an area roadway barefooted. Dusty Earp was held under $5,000 secured bond on a charge of misdemeanor child abuse. Deputies found the 11-year-old barefooted and walking beside a road near Fair Bluff. Earp had reportedly been drinking when deputies finally found her. The child was turned over to her father. Norm Foggin of Snake Island Road is recovering after accidentally shooting himself in the hand early Monday. Foggin told deputies he was cleaning his handgun around 3 a.m. when it discharged. He was transported to an area hospital. Acme Delco Riglewood firefighters had to move a grain trailer out of the way by hand Sunday to fight a structure fire on Kelly's Trail. The home was saved, although it was heavily damaged. ADR Chief Steve Camlin said the road to the home was blocked by the grain trailer. Fire units drove through muddy farm fields to get to the place. The father, mother, and newborn child were unharmed. Around $10,000 damage was done to the home. Wyville police arrested a man for attempted murder Thursday after he allegedly slashed another man on J.K. Powell Boulevard. Altrell Baldwin, age 23, was held under no bond. He was arrested a short time later walking on MLK Drive. He allegedly attacked James Walters. Walters was transported by private vehicle to Columbus Regional for treatment. Thursday is the 24th anniversary of the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. A memorial service will be held at 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park, 6354 James P. White Highway, south of Wyville. The public is welcome. The Museum of Science at Wyville is celebrating its 25th year. Originally, the Museum of Forestry, the landmark, was eventually brought under the wing of the Museum of Science to help allow for broader opportunities. The reception is going to support new projects at the museum. Now, that is Thursday night. Tickets are $60. There are still some available. Contact the museum for more information. September 13th, that Saturday, starts a new season of flock swaps at Gergana's Farm Store in Wyville. There's no cost to participate. Bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment. Buy, sell, or trade, or get a head start on building your own flock and herd. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the Farm Store on Madison Street. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free, and it's going to be a whole day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more. Department of Transportation is completing shoulder maintenance on NC-87 near Kennedy Store Road in Bladen County. Now, that's a very busy section of highway, so please be vigilant when you're in that area. Follow the safety signs, pay attention to the flaggers, and just proceed with caution through the work zone. The work is expected to be completed by September 19th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.